we knew that there were doulas buying our Moringa, and there were moms buying our Moringa, and we would get some customer inquiries. To be perfectly honest, I just didn't think about it, because I think before you're a breastfeeding mom, you don't really understand like how hard it is to breastfeed and how important it is to increase milk production.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kuhn. Welcome to the Juno Women Podcast, where I sit down for candid conversations with women who are experts in their field and share their specific knowledge so that we can become better equipped to handle all things motherhood. Juno Women is an extension of Juna, a fitness and nutrition app created to help guide you through your trying to conceive, pregnancy, and motherhood journey. Everything we do at Juna is designed to empower and support you through one of the most incredible and challenging times of your life. Today, I'm talking to Lisa Myers. Lisa is a mom, attorney, and creator of Series Chill, a breast milk storage solution she created to meet her needs as a working mom. She shares her pregnancy story and how she went. Today, I'm talking to Lisa Curtis, founder of Cooley Cooley, the first brand to introduce Moringa to the U.S. Lisa shares her story for starting Cooley Cooley and talks about how Moringa helped her during pregnancy, gives her more energy to be a working mom, and reveals why she doesn't go a day without it. I hope you enjoy. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, so why don't you have an interesting history. So why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about who you are and how you've gotten to be where you are.
Yeah, so I am maybe an unexpected food entrepreneur. I joined the Peace Corps after college, thinking that I wanted to work in international development. I was placed in a rural village in Niger, West Africa. So if you can picture a little mud building, my village, no electricity, no running water. And I found that particularly as a vegetarian, there was not a lot of healthy food for me to eat. Long story short, I was working in my village's health center. I asked some women there what I could eat that would make me feel better, because I was just noticing that over a span of a few months there, it was just starting to feel really tired and very low energy. And so they literally pulled these leaves off a tree, mixed them into a popular snack that they call Cooley, which is where our name comes from, and said, eat this, it'll make you feel better. So I had never heard of Moringa, I never thought to eat tree leaves, but I started eating it and it made me feel better. And fast forward, now I run Cooley, which sources Moringa from small farmers, similar to the ones that I worked with in my Peace Corps village. And we sell it in smoothies and powders in about 11,000 stores. And our goal is really to give other people the experience I had of this amazing superfood that provides plant-based, caffeine-free energy and just gives your body the nutrients it needs to feel good.
Yeah. So how long have you been in the market? How long has Cooley Cooley been around?
Since 2014. So
It's
been around for a while. Yeah.
So you're the early Moringa.
We are the early and the biggest. We're about 60% of the U.S. market for Moringa. Oh. So definitely if you go to a store, you're likely to find our Moringa.
Yes. Okay. So just curious, how long did it take you to start feeling better when and after eating Moringa?
Yeah. What the nurses at the health center told me, which I found to be accurate, was to take it every day for 2 weeks. And then you'll start to really notice a difference. And I feel like I started to notice a little bit of a difference before that. But then towards the end, I was feeling so much better. It's almost hard to explain. But I went from very lethargic to more alert, more energized. I was just feeling like my body was good again.
It's like being revved up, right?
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm totally addicted. I have Moringa every morning. I actually give it to my two-year-old too. So we both have our Moringa oatmeal every morning.
Oh, okay. That was one of my questions for you, and we'll get there. But let's just talk about the benefits of Moringa in general and why is it getting so popular here?
I know. It was just this is the year everybody's calling the year of Moringa. It was on the Whole Foods list. It was in the New York Times. Wake it up to this. So I think the thing that's pretty amazing about Moringa might be new to a lot of Americans, but it's actually been used for thousands of years. And it's really important to a lot of different cultures. So used a lot in Ayurvedic medicine in India. It's called the drumstick tree there. It's used a lot in the Philippines, where it's called malamgay. It's actually the national vegetable of the Philippines. And then all over different parts of Africa, you'll hear it called the tree of life. It's the same idea. Sorry about it. It just makes you feel more alive. And so from a like science perspective, the reason that it does that is because it's an incredibly nutrition-packed plant, like really nutrient-dense. So if you think of most plants, are around 90% water. So it's just like a little bit of room for the nutrients. Moringa is only 80% water. So there's like twice as much room for all the protein, the calcium, the iron. And then use like a really amazing phytochemicals that have this incredible impact on helping your body fight off bad things. It's my very non-scientific way of explaining it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So it's nutrition packed. Now, I had heard of I had heard of moringa powder from someone in the lactation world because it's a natural galactagogue. But then, and we'll get into pregnancy and post and breastfeeding, but I had been listening to a podcast with Rhonda Patrick on like brain health. And he started talking about moringa and I forget, she's the science and she's like in sulforiform and and I was just like, I'm just like, okay, so just eat it, right? This is the takeaway here is it's good for my brain. Take it, eat it. Yes. So
Dr. Patrick's amazing. She actually recommends our brand often. We don't pay her. We're not affiliated with her, but she talks about us often and we're like so grateful for it.
Yes, she did say that. She's like, hey, she was going through her day and I was like taking notes and I was like, coolie. And I looked you up and obviously the rest is history. But yeah, anyway, so I find it so fascinating that there's so many other benefits and I'm not breastfeeding anymore, but now I am taking moringa powder for many of the other like benefits that it provides. But let's start with pregnancy. Why or how could moringa help? And is it safe for pregnancy?
Yes. So all the disclaimers, right? Not a doctor. You should consult your OB, all of that. What we have found is moringa is used during pregnancy by women all over the world. It's actually recommended in a lot of places because of like the iron and the nutrients being really beneficial for pregnant women. I would say to be conservative, I tend to recommend it more in the second and third trimester. I think in the first trimester, like in general, supplements, like unless your OB is super confident, they're not going to recommend other supplements. I use moringa throughout my pregnancy, but I think everybody should make the choice for themselves. There is some research showing that it can be beneficial during pregnancy, but I think particularly it is especially beneficial in the second and third trimester. Now we're going to talk about poop for a minute. So forewarning.
Yes. We talk about a lot on this podcast.
Okay. Great. I was really constipated during my pregnancy and I started upping my moringa dosage. And the thing that the moringa is really packed full of is fiber. So if you can imagine eating like moringa is like powdered leaf. The amount of eating like a huge bowl of kale. It's similar effect to that where it helps to keep you regular, which is important for so many reasons. And then I think the like kind of little natural energy boost without caffeine is also something that a lot of pregnant women find really beneficial.
Yeah. Yes. And literally you could have told me anything to help with constipation and I would have done it. Like just anything.
I tried it all. I was like, this is.
Yeah. And drinking all that Miralax.
Oh, I know.
I really tried to do more natural things then.
Yeah. I was like on Colace throughout my entire pregnancy because it was just so bad. And it's still, it's some people are just prone to get backed up. And that was me.
Try up in your moringa next time it happens. But I promise it will help clients. But I will.
But I'm like, oh, no. Okay. So when did you, like, where in this journey did you figure out that moringa also helped with milk supply?
It's so interesting. So we knew this, like, from the beginning, we knew that there were doulas buying our moringa and there were moms buying our moringa and we would get some customer inquiries. To be perfectly honest, I just didn't think about it because I think before you're a breastfeeding mom, you don't really understand, like, how hard it is to breastfeed and how important it is to increase milk production. So in 2020, when I had Araya and my daughter and was trying to do everything I can to just make breastfeeding a little bit easier, get a little bit more milk, trying to fill some bottles, get some more sleep, I started trying to experiment with, okay, let me see if I can up Moringa and do a little bit more. And then the weirdest thing happened where I was talking to my OB who didn't know what I did. And she's, oh, you should try Moringa. And I was like, really? You recommend Moringa? That's hilarious, because I actually run the largest Moringa company in the U.S. And so long story short, I was like, wow, there is actually a fair amount of science behind it. And so then I went really deep and started reaching out to lactation consultants. We reached out to some other OBs. We started reaching out to some of our customers and really tried to dive in. What is the amount of Moringa you need to take? Like, how should you take it? What are different ways to like really take it in a way that enhances breast milk production? And we actually produced this whole handbook, which is a scientifically researched guide on how to use Moringa during your pregnancy and for breastfeeding as well.
Got it. And then did you guys do your own studies on how it increased milk supply, or how did those? Because I know when I was reading the booklet, it was, the data was pretty good. And so I'm just curious.
Yeah. So we did not do our own trial. What we did is we had one of our scientists who's on our scientific advisory board. She actually wrote the majority of the guide, and she did a literature review. So she looked really thoroughly at like all the science on Moringa and breastfeeding, like what had been shown, what have it done, and then kind of compiled it from there. So it, as you probably saw at the end, there's a lot of citations. She went pretty deep into that world.
We're going to take a quick break so I can tell you about the Juna app, the app that makes this podcast possible. Juna is the premier app for every stage of motherhood, with a 12-week trying to conceive plan and workouts, key nutrition information for every week of pregnancy and postpartum, plus 6 full video courses on birth prep, breastfeeding, newborn care, infant sleep, sleep from 4 to 12 months, and starting solids. The app is designed to be your number one companion from trying to conceive through your baby's first year of life. It also includes daily diaphragmatic breathing exercises, pelvic floor prep, daily tips, and notes from me that are relevant to the exact things you are experiencing. These are so helpful for easing any fears and preventing the dreaded gestational Google mania, that sickness where you can't stop Googling every little thing that happens during pregnancy. Juna is available for both iOS and Android. Just search Juna in the App Store or go to juna.co. Again, that's juna.co. The app is completely free to try for 7 days, and if you decide it's not right for you, you can cancel anytime within the first week. No questions asked. Download Juna today and get started. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, it's, I feel like the evidence was pretty solid. And I think if you're struggling with milk supply, it's definitely worth incorporating into your diet. So on that note, I'm just curious, because I think I would love to hear different ways you incorporate Moringa into your day. And if you could give us some of your like go-to recipes, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I alluded to earlier, my daily kind of first Moringa dose is in oatmeal. For me, a lot of our customers do smoothies, so I think if you're a smoothie person, like that's a really easy way to do it. I personally really like a warm breakfast, and I just like the way that oatmeal fills me up. And so I make kind of superfood oatmeal with Moringa and chia seeds and cacao nibs, kind of all the great things you can think about. Pretty simple, like put some water in it, put it in the microwave, heat it up, and then add Moringa. And I actually do peanut butter, but also sometimes do almond butter at the end. I mix a little bit of that in alongside the Moringa, add a little bit of cinnamon, and it tastes delicious. It tastes delicious enough that like my 2-year-old eats a full bowl every morning.
Oh, that's impressive. That is impressive.
And I've got some other toddlers to do it too. So it's kid taste test approved.
Yeah. And then by the way, the bark is so good.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
I wish I knew about it. In my like, because I just would have been like, it's good. It's really good for me. It's really good for me. It's really good for me. Just
oh yeah. I mean, oh, totally.
Like, the chocolate peanut butter one specifically. Oh, my husband was like, can I eat this? And I was like, yes. Oh, on that note, by the way, just because you haven't talked about it, and I feel like I've heard it now on a couple different podcasts, which would be fantastic during pregnancy, also postpartum. But moringa is supposed to also help regulate blood sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm so glad you brought that up. So that is one of the really cool things about moringa is that it is used actually in a lot in the Latinx community in particular. It's been known in like Cuba and a lot of other countries for a long time. It's been used as a natural treatment to diabetes. There's a couple of small clinical trials, and then there's a lot of kind of lab studies that have shown that it can help regulate blood sugar levels. We're not recommending this as a diabetes treatment, but I think as someone who's trying to watch their blood sugar levels, it is really helpful. Actually, Rhonda Patrick, who you've referenced before, she has a blood sugar monitor, and she talks about how she like watches it after she drinks her moringa smoothie and how it does help regulate her for the rest of the day.
I heard it on her podcast, and then I went, because my husband is a type 1 diabetic and he's like always looking for different ways. And I like shot him the podcast and was like, hey, you should listen to this. This is another, I'm like, he's a big smoothie person too. And I'm like, this is just add it to your smoothie.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And when I think about gestational diabetes, like this and those levels, it's a totally different treatment plan. So if this can help in any way, I feel like that's a great solution as well. Because a lot of moms don't want to be insulin dependent. And it's also, I cannot imagine like having a gestational diabetes diagnosis, having to regulate with insulin and learn how to do that.
With a newborn? Oh my God. No. I'm like, no, totally. Yeah, I will. I totally agree. And I do think if you're looking, oatmeal is like a little bit higher in carbs and there's some natural sugar in that. I think we have a ton of smoothie recipes on our website too. And for people like your husband or others who are looking to get moringa in a different way, smoothies are really great. And even lattes, a lot of folks make like a moringa latte.
Tell me that recipe. Okay.
Yeah. I tend to do it with oat milk, but you can do it with any milk you want and just like froth the moringa into it. And you know, ideally heat the milk, froth moringa into it. So you have a little frother, I love those things, yep. Or just whisk it yourself. And then I often add a little bit of agave to kind of sweeten it.
Got it. Okay. And it tastes like matcha?
Tastes like matcha. You do get, moringa does have a little bit of a peppery finish. And it's interesting because the scientists tell us that kind of peppery notes, basically that is the plant's way of fighting off bugs or other things that are trying to eat it. And it also acts as your body's way of like fighting off bad things too. So it's good. It's an anti-inflammatory marker. So in the same way, like turmeric has a little bit of a peppery finish, like arugula has a little bit of peppery finish. It's very similar to that and it's good for you.
Got it. Okay. And then when you were in Africa, did you eat the leaf whole or is it always in this powdered form?
Yeah. Anyone who lives in the tropics, eat the leaf whole. You can eat it like a salad. You can add it to curries. You can do all sorts of things. They're small leaves. They're like pretty little, maybe like a third of the size of spinach. Okay. So you got to pick a lot of them to get like a salad bowl. But yeah, I think if you're in a place where you've got access to fresh leaves, do that. I think our powder is great if you're in U.S. or please non-tropical places where it can be a little harder. Mm-hmm. Although Hawaii and Florida, actually, you will find moringa trees growing there. So.
Let's be honest. One of the hardest and most unexpected things about postpartum was feeding myself nutritious foods. Between trying to figure out my baby's sleep and feeding schedule, trying to keep the house in working order, trying to keep myself bathed and functioning, there was very little extra time to go grocery shopping or to do meal planning and go cook for myself and the family. Enter Home Chef. They have simple and delicious meals for every day of the week. You can choose between the oven-ready meals, which I highly recommend, especially in the early postpartum period, to ready in 15 minutes. The meals are healthy, easy to make, and make the cleanup process easy peasy lemon squeezy. Use the coupon code JUNA115 to get $35 off your first box, $30 off the second box, $25 off the third and fourth boxes. Trust me, this will make your life 1 million times easier when you don't have to think about feeding yourself and your family. Once again, go to homechef.com, pick your meals, and use the coupon code JUNA115 to get $115 off your first four boxes. Enjoy.
Could you find fresh moringa leaves here and eat them in a salad? Or is that, are we just not going to find access to that?
If you look really hard, some places you can find it. Okay. It's not widespread. I would say like certain Indian markets will carry it, certain Asian markets as well. I think the thing you don't want is you should just look at the leaves because they do wilt pretty quickly after harvest and they're not fresh. And the thing we do is we like, you know, we have all of our processing centers are like literally next to a field. And so it's taken fresh from field to process right away and then in a powder form, it's stable. And so you get all the nutrients and you don't want wilted or dried leaves that have been in sun or you lose a lot of the nutritional benefits with that.
Got it. Cool. This is super interesting. And I feel like I love introducing new things to our audience, and especially moringa is such a good fit for pregnancy and postpartum. Why don't you just tell people about your postpartum kit before we wrap up?
Yes. So this is literally my favorite thing to send to new moms. I'm like in my 30s now and I feel like friends are just having babies left and right. So I'm like sending it out all the time. So it's a really easy way to get moringa. So we've got the moringa powder. We also have bars, which for me, and I know for a lot of moms, like breastfeeding in the middle of the night, you like need food. I ate so much between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. The bars are really great for that. And then also the bark, which you referenced earlier, which is guilt-free, sort of healthy chocolate that tastes delicious and just a nice booster. And then in the kit, we also have the guide that I mentioned earlier. So it has like very easy, very simple recipes, including one that I will call out because I make this for every mom I know, which is they're basically chocolate chip lactation cookies with moringa. And they look so cool. They're like this light green, but like really fun looking, and they taste amazing, and they like really work. Just a little plug to go to Glowy Foods and check it out. And you can download the whole guide for free. You don't have to buy anything. You're welcome to just check out the recipes, check out the science as well.
I have to make those cookies as an excuse for stories, but I'll make them and report back.
Do it.
Like, I have to do this for work.
I know. Every time I have a new friend who has a baby, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make half of it for her and half of it for me. Just to keep them around.
And I feel like if I can't get my kids to eat the oatmeal because they're ridiculous, I think I can get them to eat the cookie.
Yeah. I think the cookie feels like pretty good.
Yeah, pretty exactly. Good. Yes. Thank you, Lisa, for coming on the podcast. I appreciate it. Why don't you just tell people where they can find you one last time?
Yeah, so Cooley Products, probably the easiest way to find us is our website, Cooley, K-U-L-I. Foods, F-O-O-D-S, so coolyfoods.com. We are also available at Amazon, and we're also available in Whole Foods nationwide and in many other natural food stores across the country. And we do have a store locator, so you can, on your website, type in your address, and it'll show where we are near you.
Yes, awesome. Thank you so much. And
hopefully
people will try it.
Yes, and would love any feedback. We read every email we get. If you have any questions, if you want to know more about science, we can send you more and would just love to hear how moringa works for you.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, that's all for today. If you liked today's episode, please share it with a mama friend and leave us a review. If you're pregnant, postpartum, or trying to conceive, you can download the Juna app completely free for 7 days. The app is available for iOS and Android and is designed to be your guide for all things health and fitness for this very special time of your life. If you have any suggestions for episodes you would like to hear or anyone you think would be a great guest on the show, please email me directly at sarah@juna.co. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.